Presidential staffer Dr. Clement Apak has advised the Alliance for Accountable Governance, AFAC, to go to court if there are merits in the allegations of corruption against government. AFAC yesterday, with support from a cross-section of Ghanaians and a number of MPs, successfully carried out their demonstration dubbed Agbio. The demonstration was to protest what the Alliance says is the high level of corruption and economic hardship in the country. But speaking in reaction to AFAC's demonstration, Dr. Park said the demonstration is part of an agenda to make the country ungovernable. He noted that the numbers which turned out in the demonstration are all sympathizers of the NPP.
Allegations have not been proven, and AFAC fully well knows that this is a country of laws. And therefore, if AFAC truly believes that these their allegations have any merit, nobody prevents AFAC from going to court to file a suit. I mean, there are several entities, both public and private, who are taking due advantage of the very conducive, open governance system that President Mahama is running. AFAC can go to court, and indeed, the court, I believe, would be able to look at the issue, and if there is merit in these claims that they are making, of course, in the name of the good people of Ghana, judgment will be pronounced. So there's nothing preventing AFAC from taking advantage of the structures provided for all of us to seek redress if and when we believe that those we have entrusted with power are not doing what is in the best interest of our country. But this idea, in fact, of claiming that 30,000, 20,000 people came out must be dismissed with alacrity. Everyone knows that almost every single person who appeared there to demonstrate today is a member or a sympathizer of the MPP. Simple and short.
Well, even if they are MPP, they are Ghanaians with consent. But Doc, how do you feel in government?
We are not dismissing the import of what they are saying. And I've told you that government is working to address those issues. But
right,
to say that the numbers, you know, should frighten government, and that if government does not work to address issues that government is already addressing, they are going to do more. If you ask me honestly, this is part of the original agenda to make this country ungovernable, and nobody should be surprised that this is being led by an MPP appendage.
Doc, before you take leave of us, how do you feel in government when pressure groups go on demonstrations and they do not present a petition because they believe that, after all, you will not listen to them?
Well, I think that is not fair, because there are several petitions which have come to government and the office of the president which are being acted upon. Some of them are overtly public, largely so because those who bring them, they want to come in the midst of a fanfare being led by a brass band for the whole world to see that they are coming to raise issues, and there are those that also come quietly. But one of the most recent ones I can tell you about is the petitions that came to the office of the president with regards to concerns about the conduct of the Shrad boss, and that is being worked upon.